Most recently, there was a very big fire that occurred at this block, Block 229, Lorong 8, Toa Payoh. This fire occurs on the 10th floor. And look at the after effect. The units on the higher floor, as well as on the same floor, are badly affected. Can you imagine what if such a fire on such scale happened to condominiums that are built in later years? Well, why do I say that? As we all know, most new condominiums today adopt the PBVC technology. On the exterior, they are using the curtain wall system. A curtain wall system is such that aluminum panels are being mounted onto the side of the wall, and in between them are fixed glass panels as well as your glass window. Here, I can't imagine what if a fire spread through such a development. Will it be even worse than a typical HDB flat that are built using mostly brick walls? In addition, if you have noticed, most new condominiums today have a long corridor and units are on both sides. On both ends of the development, there are usually an opening with an exit staircase. Because of the scale of such development, usually the developer will pack 8 to even 10 units on a single floor plate. Let's assume 3 occupants stay in each unit. This means technically there will be easily 25 to even 30 owners living on each level at the same time. Can you imagine the kind of congestion one will face in an event of a fire? I know at the same time, some of you will say I'm very paranoid. Alan, this kind of thing will not happen to Singapore. Singapore will be safe. Sorry, ho, when it comes to fire, nothing is guaranteed. Here, some of you may ask, why am I so concerned on fire safety? Well, let me share with you. Before I become a property agent, I used to work in facility management. And I'm also a fire safety manager back then. That's why when I look at building design, I look at it with a fire safety point of view.